From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
VOI listener, wherever you are, how are you today? I hope all of you are doing great. I'm Rahma. I will accompany you in the 60 minutes ahead with various interesting English programs from Voice of Indonesia. First, we present you the news, followed by commentary, various information, as well as entertainment. Now let's begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz.
Here is the news for the headlines. Bali Democracy Forum, or BDF, encouraged leadership and solidarity to face the challenges of democracy. In 15 years, Bali Democracy Forum, or BDF, has become the main forum discussing democracy. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi officially opened the 15th Bali Democracy Forum BDF on Thursday in Nusa Dua, Bali. In her remarks, Minister Retno said the 15th Bali Democracy Forum took the theme Democracy in a Changing World, Leadership and Solidarity. A number of international institutions have reported declining and stagnant democracy. According to Minister Retno, this theme is relevant to the world situation which is facing challenges. In order to face this challenge, strong and effective collective leadership and world solidarity are needed. Indonesia's presidency at the G20 has shown that very strong leadership and solidarity are needed by the world today. Democratic values such as inclusivity and dialogue are the foundation in Indonesia in carrying out the G20 presidency. So the results were good amid high pessimism at that time.
Nilai-nilai demokratis seperti inklusivitas dan dialog menjadi pegangan Indonesia di dalam menjalankan presidensi G20 sehingga hasilnya baik di tengah tingginya pesimisme pada saat itu.
The 15th Bali Democracy Forum was held in a hybrid manner and was attended by 323 participants from 112 countries and 5 international organizations. The Bali Democracy Forum is held in 2 sessions, namely fair and equitable access to public goods, as well as efforts to form a government in a new global landscape amidst the challenge of democracy. In its 15 years of existence, the Bali Democracy Forum, or BDF, has been actively promoting the process of shared learning about democracy with the government. This was conveyed by the Director General of Information and Public Diplomacy of the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Tengku Faizasha, at the closing of the 15th BDF in Nusa Dua, Bali on Thursday. According to him, BDF continues to build initiative to promote democracy that continues to grow.
In reference to that statement, I would say that the BDF process has made positive contribution, in particular in ensuring democracy deliver. BDF has placed itself as a premier forum to discuss and exchange experiences in the promotion of democracy within the Asia-Pacific region.
Sekovai Jasha further expressed his appreciation for the increasing sense of belonging to BDF by each participant. According to him, this could encourage the development of a democratic architecture in the region. Sekovai Jasha said that next year, the Indonesian government will focus on monitoring and evaluating all recommendation and action proposals generated by BDF. Indonesian Environment and Forestry Minister Siti Nurbaya outlined various synergetic actions that Indonesia had taken to protect and manage groundwater sustainably, including by implementing the Smart Water Management concept at the UN Water Summit on Groundwater. The minister noted through a statement on Thursday, Indonesia realizes the importance of groundwater that is discussed as an integral part of other components and the public's relevancy with synergetic efforts. According to the minister, these efforts include synergy between groundwater and surface water for water resource management and smart water management system concept implementation to handle groundwater-related problems now and in the future. Logistic costs in Indonesia, which reached 23.5% of the national gross domestic products in 2019, are relatively high, the Indonesian Coordinating Ministry for Economic Affairs has said. Meanwhile, the nation's logistics sector contributed 3.15% to the GDP in 2018. According to the World Bank data on Logistic Performance Indicators, or LPI, Indonesia placed 46th in logistic performance globally and 5th in the Asian region in 2018. Assistant Deputy for Digital Economy at the Ministry, Edwin Manansang, said at the webinar, which was followed from in Jakarta on Thursday, that this figure is indeed higher in comparison to other countries. The International Conference on Afghan Women's Education, ICAWE, meeting was held in Nusa Dua Bali on Thursday. The meeting specifically discussed access to education for Afghan women. The Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs, Retno Marsudi, at the press conference on the ICAWE in Bali on Thursday mentioned that there were five main points discussed at the ICAWE 2022, including to update the current situation in Afghanistan, reaffirm support to all Afghan people without exception, reaffirm support to the rights of women, in particular education for women, identify gaps and gather resources to support women's education in Afghanistan, and design ways forward. This first meeting produced the Bali message of the ICAWE document, which basically provides strong support and solidarity to Afghan women in obtaining education.
I firmly believe investing in women means investing in a brighter future. Given the opportunity, women can make critical contribution to the society. And I'm very glad many of us here are also share the same views. And according to UN Women, more than 11 million Afghan women and girls are in dire need of humanitarian assistance. And the data from the UNDP says that restriction on women could cost Afghan economy $1 billion, or 5% of its GDP. So while the World Economic Forum Gender Gap Index 2021 puts Afghanistan last out of 156 countries.
The 2022 ICAWE meeting was also attended by Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs of Qatar, Lul Wah Al Khatir, represented from 38 countries, four international organizations, business circles, a number of philanthropists, non-governmental organizations or NGOs. Lul Wah Al Khatir appreciated Indonesia as the host of the ICAWE, which became a discussion event that was considered very important for the fate of women in Afghanistan and other countries. Lul Wah also explained that one of the most important results of the ICAWE 2022 is the scholarships program and economic empowerment cooperation for women in Afghanistan. Let's move on to the international news, where Japan, Britain and Italy are merging their next-generation jet fighter projects in a groundbreaking partnership spanning Europe and Asia that is Japan's first major industrial defense collaboration beyond the United States since the World War II. The deal, which Reuters reported in July, aims to put an advanced frontline fighter into operation by 2035 by combining the British-led Future Combat Air System project with Japan's FX program in a venture called the Global Combat Air Program, or GCAP, the three countries said in a statement on Friday. South Korea's Nuclear Safety Agency has approved the resumption of operations at the nuclear reactor that had been suspended for over 5 years due to safety concerns. The Nuclear Safety and Security Commission said on Friday that the Hanbin 4 reactor in Yongguang, South Jeolla Province, met the criteria to restart operation during maintenance and safety inspections. There are currently 25 reactors in operation in South Korea, which generate roughly 30% of the country's electricity. Listen and all, let's move on with commentary for today on Dina Boluarte sworn in as the Peru's first female president.
Today's commentary is on Dina Boluarte sworn in as Peru's first female president. As of Wednesday, Dina Ercilia Boluarte Zegarra officially took office as the new president of Peru after a former president, Pedro Castillo, was impeached hours after he tried to dissolve parliament. Dina Boluarte, who previously served as vice president, was sworn in as president after a dramatic day in Lima, Peru's capital. She became the first female president in the country's history. Prior to his impeachment, former President Castillo said he would replace Congress with an extraordinary emergency government, which he said was aimed at re-establishing the rule of law and democracy. According to Castillo, a new Congress with constituent powers to draft a new constitution would be formed in no more than 9 months. However, the Congress, which is controlled by parties opposed to Castillo, held an emergency session followed by an impeachment vote that Castillo tried to prevent. Congress accused Castillo of mutiny and then arrested. According to local media, Castillo was arrested while he was heading to the Mexican embassy in the capital Lima. Peru has gone through a difficult political period with many presidents ousted from office in recent years. Castillo, a former left-wing school teacher, was elected in June 2021 in a polarizing election in which he defeated his right-wing rival Keiko Fujimori. He has recently been fighting corruption charges, which he says are part of a plot to overthrow him. Castillo became the third president since 2018 to be removed under the morally incapacitated provision in the Constitution. Meanwhile, President Dina Boluarte stated she would rule until July 2026 when Castillo's presidency should end. In her oath, Dina Boluarte said she would faithfully assume the office of president in accordance with Peru's political constitution. After taking the oath of office, Boluarte called for a political ceasefire to address the crisis gripping the country. Hopefully, the new Peruvian government led by a female president will be able to overcome the political crisis that has been going on in the country since 2016. Also, the economic crisis and rising prices caused by the war between Russia and Ukraine. That was commentary.
Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
I'll start today in history with December the 9th, 1945, the Battle of Bojongkokosan. Bojongkokosan is the name of a village in Parungkuda Subdistrict Sukabumi District, West Java. The village on December the 9th, 1945, became the scene of a battle between the people of Sukabumi against a battalion of British Gurkha and Dutch troops who were on a convoy towards the city of Bandung. It resulted in the death of dozens of Allied troops and Sukabumi fighters, as well as hundreds of civilians. The battle was also one of the factors causing the Bandung Sea of Fire incident on March the 24th, 1946. Switching now to December the 9th, 1947, Rawa Gede Massacre. The massacre of residents in Kampung Rawa Gede, which is now called Balongsari Village, Rawa Merta, Krawang, West Java, was carried out by the Dutch Colonial Army on December the 9th, 1947. They entered Rawa Gede Village to arrest a freedom fighter named Captain Lucas, who was reportedly hiding in the village. They gathered male residents in the field. One by one, they were asked about the whereabouts of Captain Lucas, but no one knew about it. Because these answers did not satisfy the Dutch soldiers, then execution after execution took place from one place to another. The incident killed 431 civilians in Rawa Gede. On September 14, 2011, the International Hague Court stated that the Dutch government should be responsible and pay compensation for the Rawa Gede massacre. I'll end today in history with December the 9th, 1987, the first Palestinian Intifada. The first resistance or intifada of the Palestinian people against the Israeli occupation of Palestine began on December the 9th, 1987, in the Jabalia refugee camp, then spread rapidly throughout Gaza, the West Bank, and East Jerusalem. An estimated 164 Israelis were killed by Palestinian fighters, and 1,100 Palestinians were killed by Israeli soldiers. That was today in history.
Into your eyes, I know that I.
still listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Next segment, we present you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian government is committed to increasing the contribution of funds to finance the Archipelagic and Island States AIS Forums programs up to $5 million, or around 77.6 billion rupiah in 2022. This was stated by the Coordinating Minister for Maritime and Investment Affairs, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, when opening the fourth ministerial-level meeting of AIS Forum in Nusa Dua Bali on Tuesday. Quoted by Antara News, Minister Luhut Panjaitan explained that the funds are intended to fund AIS Forum programs for the next 5 years. He hopes that Indonesia's steps can be followed by other members of the AIS Forum, which currently consists of 47 countries. The majority of AIS Forum members are small and middle-income countries, but some of them are developed countries, such as the UK and Japan. On the same occasion, Minister Luhut asked the co-chair of the meeting with Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi and Minister of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries Sakti Wahyu Trenggono announce that Indonesia is also committed to increasing its contribution to the AIS Forum up to 3 times. However, Minister Luhut did not mention the details of the amount and when the funds would be given to the AIS Forum. The AIS Forum is an association of island and archipelagic countries initiated by Indonesia since 2017. The forum was officially formed in Manado, North Sulawesi in 2018 in collaboration with the United Nations Development Program, UNDP. Since it was formed in 2018, the member countries of the AIS Forum regularly hold meetings for the Senior Official Meetings SOM and Ministerial Meetings MM. However, the meeting was halted in 2021 due to the COVID-19 pandemic. For this year's meeting, the AIS Forum was attended by representatives from 21 countries and 2 international organizations. 5 countries were represented directly by their ministers, while the rest by senior officials. Minister Sakti Wahyu Trenggono chaired the 4th ministerial-level meetings of the Archipelagic and Island States AIS Forum with the theme Elevating AIS Forum Collaboration for Sustainable and Healthy Oceans.
Ini
tak lelahkan hatiku,
rasa ini
tak pernah padamkan rinduku,
namun sebaliknya rasa sayangku tercurahkan semua hanya untukmu. Sampai matiku karena kesatu untukmu.
Mata hatimu mengarah, baby jangan marah-marah, cintaku takkan pernah berubah. Ku percaya nanti pasti akan berakhir indah. Pada waktunya cuma kita berdua, dua hati satu cinta, saling menjaga. Ini lagu untukmu, cobalah kau dengarkan. Baby I love you till the end of time.
Baby oh,
you're the one for me, you're the one for me,
you're the one for me.
Baby,
baby, baby, baby.
You're still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id, RRI Playgo, and also shortwave frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz. Listener, next we present you a program called Indonesian Wonder that presents information about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Traveling to Deli Serdang, North Sumatra, tourists have to visit a tourism attraction called Goa Air Gendang. This cave offers the beauty of the cave complete with its stalactites. The location is in Penungkiran Village, Sinembah, Tanjung Muda Hilir District, Deli Serdang Regency, North Sumatra. From Medan, this tourism attraction is 41 kilometers away and can be reached in 2 hours by motor vehicle. To enter this tourism attraction, you have to pay an entrance ticket of 13,000 rupiah per person. In English, Goa Air Gendang means beating the drum. The local people believe that at certain times, the sounds of traditional karo musical instrument can't be heard. They believe that Goa Air Gendang was a bathing place for the daughters of kings in ancient times, on which the water was used as a spell for eternal youth. Inside this cave, there is indeed a hot springs pool in the middle of the cave. This bathing pool is so attractive because it is surrounded by stone walls. The scenery around the cave adds to the beauty of the Goa Air Gendang with the reflection of sunlight. In this pool, you can bathe while enjoying the fresh air from around the pool. There are several pools that can be used. The depth of the pool is quite varied. Once you enter the cave, you will see beautiful stalactites that adorn the ceilings of the cave. Besides, there are beautiful ornaments in the cave. No wonder many tourists take selfies at this tourism attraction. For those of you who are adventurous, Goa Air Gendang also offers the sensation of camping in the cave. You can camp here or have a picnic on the land around the cave. This tourism attraction also provides cottages that can be used to relax. There is also a canteen with various foods at affordable prices.
Aku
Thank you for still listening to the English program of Voice of Indonesia. Next program, we present you Miscellany.
College students from Institute Technology 10 November, ITS, innovate to tackle environmental problems. Due to the high household waste in Indonesia, three ITS college students who are members of the Folios team have innovated an application called Foray, Food Waste Recycle, which aims to optimize household waste processing in Indonesia. According to one of the team members, Nailah Fiorenza Fidriah, this innovation is expected to enhance collaboration among the government, the private sector, and the community. So far, waste processing has only been limited to the reduce and reuse stage. The same thing was also said by another Folios team member, Muhammad Sharif Asham, who revealed that this innovation did not change the existing system. The innovation designed by the Folios team is aimed at optimizing the working principles of the existing system, starting from the user's household waste, which is carried by the courier. The household waste will be brought to the nearest disposal or TPS. Then it is carried again to the last disposal or TPA. In the existing system, the waste will only be left in the TPA. However, in this innovation made by the Folios team, the waste in the TPA will be processed again by the government or the private sector. Sharif also explained that processing will produce products in the form of compost and animal feed. With a circular economy concept, the products that have been produced will be sold in e-commerce or distributed to related industries. The profit generated by the sale will be returned to the users. The Innovation Internal System Management Limbah Sisa Makanan Rumah Tangga Kota Cerdas has succeeded in bringing the ITS Folios team to win a bronze medal at the Gymnastic 15 event at Brawijaya University in Malang, East Java, recently.
Kegalauan hatiku, baby,
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia only on voynews.id, RRI Playgo mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. Listener, the next segment is a music program called Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's Music Corner, I'm going to present a regional song from Central Java, entitled Banyu Kali. The song narrates a woman's feelings who has loved a man for a long time, but she cannot express her feeling and love to the man. Here is Dini Aditama with the regional song from Central Java, entitled Banyu Kali.
Yeah. life is out there, and I know that I should be there. Yeah, I know, I know. Stuck in the projection of a virtual affection. Yeah, I know, I know.
You could say I'm dragging, but I'm sure I'm just a poser with no flow. I'm just a loser, but I grow. Know that I hear ya, so shut up and go. 'Cause I don't mind.
No, I don't.
No, I don't mind. Ooh, no, I don't.
No, I don't mind. I don't mind.
No.
Talking about my life, but I keep walking. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
I know.
Still stuck in the projection of a virtual affection. Yeah, I know. I know. You could say I brag and put a show.
You could say I brag and put a show.
I'm just a poser with no flow.
I'm just a poser.
I'm just a loser, but I'll grow. Know that I hear. So shut up and go.
'Cause I don't mind.
No, I don't.
No, I don't mind. Mm-mm. No, I don't.
No, I don't mind. I don't mind. No, I don't.
No, I don't mind. I don't mind.
No, I don't mind.
'Cause I don't mind.
Nama mata hatimu mengarah. Please, baby jangan marah-marah, cintaku takkan pernah berubah. Ku percaya nanti pasti akan berakhir indah. Pada waktunya, cuma kita berdua, dua hati satu cinta, saling menjaga. Ini lagu untukmu, cobalah kau dengarkan. Baby I love you till the end of time.
Baby oh, you're the one for me,
you're the one for me, you're the one for me,
baby,
you're the one for me, baby,
baby, you're the one for me,
baby, you're the one for me,
you're the one for me,
you're the one for me,
baby, you're the one for me,
you're the one for me,
do anything for your love.
Percaya,
sadarkan kau.
sakit di dalam darah hilanglah sudah karena kamu hanya kamu dalam hidupku tiada yang lain karena kamu datang memang untukku hadir dalam hidupku mengisi ruang di hatiku baby sembuhkan aku dari sakitku
listener, now we have come to an end of the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Don't forget to follow us on social media on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, Instagram at voice.of.indonesia, and YouTube channel VOI Indonesia. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you again in another interesting edition of the English service of Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.